All right. So, because there is no reasonable rationale, I mean, they would have come up with it, and I mean, I know they keep trying to, like with this article about blogs being dangerous, they keep trying to sort of massage us into seeing totalitarianism as a comfortable, nice place to be because you get to eat, don't you? That they want us to be there in their pocket, but it ain't happening the way they want it. I mean, a lot ain't happening for us either, to say the least. But they don't have a rationale to say that messages that endorse us loving each other and establishing global peace, messages that promote nonviolence, which Kropotkin did, that somehow or another that translates into terrorism. No, there ain't no logic there. So they have to rely on these hidden weapons, this secret technology that they use to snip out folk one by one, which is why they've been able to continuously do this. I'm assuming for decades they have been doing this. Because there's no reasonable rationale. In fact, there was an article in another recent, because that was from the Daily California, in that article about cyber. And there was another recent article that said that the city of Berkeley is helping, I'm sure sanctioned obviously by UC Berkeley, helping to relocate Revolution Books so that it can be more accessible to students passing by. That's how non-threatening revolution as a subject matter, as an object of study for the future rulers and their minions. That's how little threatening it is, the traditional messages that get put out there. Yeah, as an object of study, never. I mean, Kropotkin as an object of study, but not as a something you actually want to apply practically. So there's no logic. The state is going to have to rely on those weapons. And so we see the implications. The closet fascism, because it is within a state, I believe. And we'll have that discussion, but please, let's don't have to wait to see how it plays out in reality. We have abdicated our responsibility, failed to seize the initiative for too long. We don't want to see if they choose to use fascism as the tactic of choice for snowing or pacifying people in the US. I'm sure they will use it to a degree just to try to, draw in folks to do their dirty work for them. But that's not their ideology. No, they are Plato's tribe. They believe they are the wise. So we see the implications, the closet fascism eagerly awaiting to make an open appearance, an opportune moment to begin to mobilize us, but we the people have not yet been adequately prepared to forget whatever meager and routinely ignored by governments, civil liberties we thought we possessed, prepared to turn against whoever the legitimate media targets as threat. It's what they've always done. Use the media for that purpose when they need to step up the ongoing propaganda and get us to make our do our division work in a more heinous, active way. Prepared, they hope, to forget our humanness. When a government says that it cannot, for the sake of its preservation, reveal whether, identifying the specific means, whether it has the means to kill or injure its citizens secretly, silently, invisibly, without there being any way for media or victims to expose this action, there can be no doubt it has become destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of our happiness. And it is our right to alter or abolish it. So, how many people have they tortured? How many of our brightest stars, in Gorky's sense, have they robbed us of? Was Bruce Lee murdered? Tortured? Intozaki? Tortured? Nina? The capability exists, which means they are doing it. They have never historically shown restraint with this. And I believe they have to test this stuff. And they would do this, obviously, on those they consider helpless. Helpless in a power sense, have no status, quote unquote, have no ability. And any one of us is helpless when it comes to invisible weaponry, but I'm sure they tested this stuff on elderly in nursing homes, those without homes on the street, and justified it in their minds by multiple means, multiple rationales. So this has been going on, obviously. They didn't just wake up and decide to test them on me. The capability exists, which means they are doing it. So a consultation, please, someone out there, is needed, I believe, with the American Civil Liberties Union as to this question, as they are on me like white on rice. But it really is not a matter of proof, but rather protection from government gone rogue. When it comes to the state's ability to destroy us in secret, undetected, it cannot claim a national security exemption. Our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness takes precedence